Well, it's a procedure called pre-clearance, which is that the Voting Rights Act is a means to enforce the 15th Amendment's prohibition on discrimination in voting, racial discrimination in voting. What Section 5 deals with are these certain covered jurisdictions that you've referred to, in which any change in any voting procedure has to receive pre-clearance by the Justice Department or by filing a request in court before it can be put into place. And that's based on the fact that these jurisdictions have historically been those that have had official government discrimination in connection with voting.
So let's talk about the ruling today. This involved a small Texas water district. It was challenging Section 5. Court ruled 8-1 here. It's basically, it's not as draconian or as some of these civil rights groups thought would happen, where they would lose this. But interpret to us what the court did today.
Well, the majority of the court ruled extraordinarily narrowly on the question presented, because the water district actually made two arguments. One, that it was entitled to seek pre-clearance under Section 5, not so much to seek pre-clearance, but to bail out, as it's called, to bail out from the pre-clearance requirements, which is basically a way of showing for a certain period of time we have not engaged in these certain practices, therefore we should no longer need to seek pre-clearance. And its second argument was, and Section 5 is unconstitutional as applied. And what the Supreme Court did is say, well, we think that you should be able to at least try to bail out, and therefore we're not going to go on and reach the constitutionality of Section 5.
So they could, and will they be able to in this situation?
Well, prior to this, the issue was that it was unclear whether something like a municipal water district here, for example, qualified to ever bail out, because the statute only referred to states and political subdivisions. And the issue was whether a water district such as this was a political subdivision of a state, or if that only meant towns, cities, and counties. And basically what the Supreme Court said today is that phrase, state and political subdivision, includes essentially any government entity that runs an election. And so, therefore, the bailout provisions are, in fact, available. And so, in many respects, the Supreme Court really punted on the very difficult issue of the constitutionality of Section 5.
Professor Allen, break down this comment for me. The court noted, and I'm taking this out of the New York Times, since 1982, only 17 jurisdictions out of the more than 12,000 covered political subdivisions have successfully bailed out of the act. It is unlikely that Congress intended the provision to have such limited effect. What are they talking about there?
Well, there's sort of two ways you could think of that sentence, which is sort of spawned commentary out there. One is to say, well, that's further support for our argument that the bailout provisions have to be interpreted more broadly, meaning more places have to be allowed to seek a bailout, right? And I suspect that's what the court meant. You could also take that language and read it more broadly as the court hinting that perhaps more bailout should be granted absolutely, right? I suspect that's not the case. So I think what the court is saying is, we have to interpret this phrase, political subdivision, to encompass all of these other election bodies, because otherwise Congress's direction that people could bail out is going to only capture a very small sliver of those entities that are actually subject to Section 5 pre-clearance.
Now, Judge Clarence Thomas was the only justice to dissent from the ruling today. Is his point that these Section 5 pre-clearances, we should no longer have those anymore?
Absolutely. The 15th Amendment by itself, Section 1 of the 15th Amendment, prohibits discrimination based on race in voting. And that means intentional government discrimination based on race. Section 2 of the 15th Amendment lets Congress, by, quote, appropriate legislation, enforce that guarantee. And what the Supreme Court has said is sometimes Congress can go beyond prohibiting intentional discrimination. And so that's what the Voting Rights Act does. It also prohibits government practices that have the effect of discrimination, even if there isn't intent. And what Justice Thomas is saying is that to the extent the Voting Rights Act, and certainly Section 5 does, and its pre-clearance requirement, goes beyond prohibiting intentional discrimination, his claim is Congress has no constitutional power to do that because, essentially, as he puts it, times have changed. The most invidious and obvious forms of racial discrimination have gone by the wayside.